This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Vibrato?
Is that what that effect is called?
Staccato.
That's what vibrato does.
Mr. Roboto, says Steve Classic. Wow. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160. If you would like to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Rich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project with a decentralized, autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Just co-host the show.
Yeah. So,
and then bet it with a caller.
A caller?
Two callers.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it? No, oh, no, it's you and
I've
and
only
one
got
caller,
one bet.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
So speaking of callers that we never summoned, this is Schroeder calling from his mom's basement. You're on Free Talk Live.
How can you guys, on one hand, talk about the importance of free speech and the expression of unpopular opinion and censor your boy, the evolutionary capitalist?
No, you've never been censored on this show.
Well, because I also tempered it with private property, right? You missed that part, but I did temper it.
But you called this show Free Talk Live.
It's still private property.
Private property.
It's still private property.
Thank you.
Oh, have a great day.
Okay, bye.
call back another time.
Right. Yeah. One call per day. So,
oh, okay. That's what I said, another time.
Yeah.
In the future.
Another day in time.
Another day.
In the past, so I don't have to live through it again.
It's one of the least painful calls he's ever had. 603-283-6160. We've been talking about, or starting to talk about, this article from Sky News, where apparently Chechnya has banned music that is either too fast or too slow, meaning that they've ruled all music should have a tempo of 80 to 116 beats per minute. Most rock and roll, we've determined,
well, 120 is generally the most popular.
The most popular?
Yeah.
The most appealing to the human ear.
I think it's what, is it Staying Alive by the Bee Gees is kind of like your heart rate.
Yeah,
or that's the CPR.
That's the CPR one.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my watch.
You're a woman's man.
No time to talk.
Actually, no, we've got a couple more hours to go. So
plenty of time to talk.
Plenty of time to talk.
Here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. So, what is a Free Talk Live? What are you talking about, Free Talk? Property rights, bud.
Oh, my gosh. Before we go on talking about this, let's go over here to Gigi. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Gigi.
Captain, hello, good evening, gentlemen. If you were the author of Captain's blog, I'd be your biggest fan.
Aww.
Now you have to write it.
I would say, somebody beam me up to that captain.
Hey now.
Well, thank you very much.
This is what I expected more of when I started hosting the show. It never happened for me.
All right, hold on. I'm sorry, Gigi, go ahead.
I have an opinion about something, a current event, that is troublesome to me. It is only my opinion. Any listener is free to disagree. Of course, that is the basis of this wonderful program.
All right. So,
pardon me for coughing.
No, it's all right. What is your view?
In my personal opinion, I feel that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has wanted this incident to take place for a very, very long time.
Which incident is this?
Draw in the United States as well as European powers in order to, at some future point in time, launch a military strike against Iran. I feel it coming. I could be wrong. It is just my opinion.
All right, so fill people in. What's the incident that you're referring to that he wanted?
I am referring to Iran striking Israel from Iranian soil with missiles, rockets,
and drones.
If
you haven't finished listening, Richie, to last night's program, we talked a bit about it during, I think, the first
My
hour.
Husband and I listened on the computer because
I will, and I know, but you can't bury the lead like that.
No, I get it.
I'm sorry?
I get it. So the other thing...
chastising the captain.
Yeah, that's fine. The other thing that I want
to... You're not allowed to chastise my captain.
Richie has a lot of programming to catch up with.
Yeah, so I'll sick Gigi on you, Richie Rich. The other thing I wanted to say is about Netanyahu is, first of all,
he's a warmonger.
He's a warmonger, and also, like... His last name contains Yahoo. He is a Yahoo.
Oh, good point.
A war Yahoo.
Tell my husband that.
Emphasis, like, you know, how you put emphasis on different syllables, different words, or whatever.
Yes.
The emphasis on him is Netanyahu. Or perhaps even Yehu.
Or who.
I think he's a very dangerous individual.
Mm-hmm. Most politicians are.
Yeah.
And on a high note,
it's the seat of power, man.
I have Ian's new address and sent him a new letter.
Nice. I don't even have his new address. That's awesome.
I'm one step ahead of you, Captain.
Yeah. Sent him the capital L.
I'm waiting on Ian's secretary, also known as Bonnie, his wife. She's actually she's given a talk somewhere this weekend.
He actually only knew the name of the facility he was transferred to,
yep.
And my husband's legal assistant looked it up on the computer for me with the proper heading for writing to inmates. So I've already taken care of that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for doing that for Ian. I'm sure he appreciates.
Oh, we feel very strongly about that. When I say we, I mean my husband and I.
Sure. Well,
you always rub that in when after you praise the captain.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, rubbing is a good thing.
All right.
I said rub it in, not rub it out.
This is supposed to be a family-rated program, gentlemen.
Well, Free Talk Live is the most rated talk radio show in the U.S., so we've been rated more than most.
And it's one of the most wonderful programs because it reinforces something I believe very strongly in academically, legally, and personally. Everybody has a right to his or her opinion. Even Mr. Olson from New Mexico.
Gigi, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
I'm so jealous that the captain has a stalker.
Yeah. You should be jealous of that.
He was talking about his hard drives a few months ago.
How big and clunky they are. It or they. They are.
They are.
We need they.
I only have one hard drive.
Hey, it's 2024. They is singular.
They is singular.
Somehow it didn't catch on, but like when the whole the pronoun thing was getting pretty big. The whole that thing. I was like, okay, I took some time to think about it, and I thought, okay, well, if somebody ever asks me what my preferred pronoun is, it's mofo.
Yep.
No. Mine is was and were.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's yours? Were.
Rich.
Okay.
Just use the proper noun. How hard is that?
Yeah, but I guess it is both pro because you're a professional. You do radio, so yeah. Okay, so there we go.
Pronoun.
Proper noun solves everything.
Professional noun.
So back to this bit about Chechnya banning music that is too fast or too slow.
They're going to ban food that's too hot or too cold.
Right, yeah.
What's next? I mean, really.
Beds that are too hard or too soft. Exactly.
We're going to ban sunlight that's too bright or too dark.
Yeah.
Like, what? Huh? Sorry, how does that work?
Right after the eclipse, too.
Yep. It's said that they've given artists until June 1st to rewrite the music that doesn't meet the new criteria, and if their music is not reworked, they will not be allowed to perform in public.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, so what is that? Go ahead.
They got to re-record their albums?
That's what my question was, yeah.
That's what they're saying, rework all of their songs.
Or live performance.
Well, if you're an older band or older act,
yeah.
Right, you have several studio albums, likely.
Right.
Right, you can't perform those songs unless you rewrite them.
You got a slow song, you got to speed it up.
Or you can only perform them if you slow them down to this
so you can release the album at whatever BPM you want.
I'm just saying the album for an artist like you've described has already been released. So let's say you've been around for 10 years, you've put out 2-3 albums already. And so now all of a sudden this law kicks in. How do you perform your back catalog live?
Right.
The only way to do so is to rework the live performance to be within the beats per minute, which I, of course, would not do. I would get up on stage and I would perform the music at its written BPM.
Okay.
In fact, I might even try to perform it faster. Now, I'm probably going to get arrested.
You don't have the same rights in Chechnya as
right,
you do.
I totally understand, but like right. just
this
as
is the
a
hill
protest,
you're willing to die on.
Yeah. Yes. As a protest.
There's the government guy with the beats per minute in the back, like, oh, he's playing too fast. Shut him down.
Do you guys remember a punk band out of Russia called Pussy Riot?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
they're frequently in jail.
I would expect like that type of a reaction from at least rock artists in Chechnya, if there are any. I don't even know. Like,
all right.
I'm not familiar with any bands out of Chechnya.
Mm.
So, it's not my... What do you call it? My stomping grounds.
Forte.
Yeah.
Cup of tea.
Yeah. But it would ban all Western rave and techno music. Chechnya has been a vocal supporter of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I don't know why they had to throw that in there.
Ukraine music good.
Propaganda.
It also has seen a wave of, like, this is just now trying to bend it to, like, a lefty perspective, I guess.
Does it say anything about climate change in there? Maybe it's...
It says Chechnya has been a vocal supporter of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, unrelated to anything in this, news. Yeah. Then it says it has also seen a wave of anti-LGBTQ+ violence in recent years, including reports of anti-gay purges that the UN described as acts of persecution and violence on an unprecedented scale.
Must be that fast music.
Yeah.
Just trying to push him back into the closet.
See, it's the fast music that's doing it.
Like,
ban it.
No, it has nothing to do with any of this.
Who wrote that? Sky News.
Sky News.
They're reporting it.
Yeah, they're reporting it.
Yeah.
The article was written by Kieran Williams, news reporter. They should put news reporter at
news
the
reporter,
end.
News reporter, AI.
They couldn't just put by Kieran Williams, and then we would infer that they were
news
reporter.
That person
reporter.
Wrote it, right. Yeah. Right. News reporter.
I'm a broadcast journalist.
Can you imagine, right? You're like, who are you? I'm Richie Rich, broadcast journalist.
Broadcast
like, that's how you introduce yourself to everybody.
Just so you know.
I'm Captain Kickass, radio host.
Yeah.
Right? And broadcast journalist.
Do you know how many, like, radio host, musician, parody, like, it'd be as long as my name actually
title,
is already.
Yeah.
You could start adding positions, like, at the end of your name.
Captain's business card is a full 8.5 by 11.
It's 2 business cards. It's a fold over.
It's a business card size when I hand it to you, but it folds out like the old
scroll,
Playboy, the centerfolds, whatever.
It turns out that deck of cards he gave me was just multiple business cards.
It's actually just one business card, but you got to read through 52 of them to get through all my names and lists of things that I do. No, there's certain things I don't want on my business card. I don't want people knowing. Like, if you put tech support on your business card, you are effed.
Oh, yeah.
You are effed.
You're going to call every time someone needs to update their computer.
At the weirdest times about the stuff that you don't even know about. Like, I even know people who, like, are software programmers, right?
Yeah.
Software. It doesn't mean they know about hardware. It doesn't mean they know about electricity. They're not an engineer, right? You know what I mean? As far as, like, a mechanical engineer or an electrical engineer. But, like, they'll get calls for things like, hey, man, I can't connect my phone to my Bluetooth in my car.
Yeah.
It's like, well, why are you calling a software developer?
Right.
Right? Call tech support. Yeah.
I once helped my mom put together, like, one of those store-bought cabinets, and she was surprised that I could do it.
Like an IKEA?
Yeah, whatever.
Are the worst.
Whatever. I don't remember.
Sounder woodworking.
She went, everything I own is made of particle board.
Yeah. Right.
But, like, she was surprised. She's like, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't tell you. Because that way you always ask the brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They do it. Right. And I played video games. Like, this is the dynamic. But they weren't here and you needed help. and I stepped in.
One of the banes of my existence in my youth is that I am older than the VCR. Now, okay. A lot of young people are like, what the hell is a VCR? It's a video playing machine.
That always blinks 12 o'clock.
Oh, and so one day I fixed in front of people, right, family members, I fixed it because I opened the frickin' manual and read the how to set the clock thing, yeah, right? I pressed a couple of buttons and all of a sudden it was no longer flashing 12, time. Right? Yeah. Which is everybody's complaint about VCRs when they don't open the manual and figure out how to set the clock. So I set the clock on the VCR one time, and then it was like I went on tour, right? They're bringing me over to Aunt Edna's house. They're bringing me over to Uncle Charlie's house. I'm going to Grandma and Grandpa's. Oh, let's go down the street to the neighbors we've never met before. Yeah. Oh, hey, he fixed our 12. Yours is flashing 12. All of a sudden, I was the fix the flashing 12 guy.
You could add a newspaper ad that says VCR blinking 12 o'clock, call captain.
Yeah, I didn't get paid for any of that.
Yeah, that's where you made a mistake.
Yeah, I might have got like a cookie or something. Okay. I don't know, some kind of
dinner.
That's why you got to read the six lessons of the Austrian school. So monetize your work.
You know, I was young, dude. I was like 5 or 6 years old. Like, I probably, okay. I didn't even know what the hell
a cookie is probably a good payout.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I probably was like, there was probably a minute. Like the first two that I fixed, I'm probably like, yeah, I'll fix the 12. And then by like the 10th one, I was like, screw you and your 12. No, sorry, I don't know how to work that model. Yeah. No, without the manual, I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, manufacturing defect that always
crashes 12. I started coming up with excuses how not to fix stuff.
Oh, yours is Japanese? Forget it.
Which then, this is like the intro to my career in technology.
Okay.
Because I could read a manual, RTFM.
I remember my grandpa's first VCR, the remote was wired.
Yeah, wired.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to plug it. He had to plug it in. And it was like long enough so he could sit in his chair.
Nice.
We were reminiscing on this show, maybe even last night or last week, I don't remember, about Pong.
Oh, yeah.
OG video game, right? Yeah. Where like the paddles, right? Not the control, like, kids today call them controllers.
Sure.
Right? But the early ones were called paddles.
Sure.
And they were wired.
Yeah.
So you had the console and it was maybe 6 feet. It wasn't very long. Right? You had to
you had to sit up close to the TV anyway because that thing wasn't high def.
Yeah. And generally on the floor with the coffee table pushed up near the TV.
Well, because the TV was on the floor.
Yeah.
So you got a new TV and then put it on top.
But the console also had to be near the TV because the cable to run that you had to screw onto the back of the TV.
Right. Channel 3 or channel 2.
Yeah. 2 or 3 or whatever to get your video game to come on. But all it had on it was one button on the side and a dial.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you go like left, right, left, right. You would just dial back and forth to move your.
And the paddle went up or down.
Yep.
Yep.
And the square ball went left and right.
Square ball. Yeah. At different angles, sometimes 45, you know. Yeah, and that's the only sound
Hours of enjoyment.
It had no...
Oh, of course,
it had no background music, you know, like a lot of video games now, when you're doing the next course or the next screen or whatever, it has, exciting, upbeat, probably banned in Chechnya music behind it, but not Pong, no.
Yeah.
All it did was boop. That's it. That's all it did. So, anyway, Chechnya, you're lame. That's all I have to say.
Get it together. Get your stuff together, Chechnya.
People of Chechnya, rise up against this tyranny and bring back fast music and really slow music at the same time. You can still have the medium.
On the same album, even.
Right.
Just nothing between 80 and 116, just to stick it to them.
There's a New Hampshire band that I like a lot. They're called Scissor Fight. And they're a doom thrash. I don't know. They have like several genres in their title, right? Doom, stoner, speed, right? Rock, you know, kind of a thing. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. So they'd probably be banned in Chechnya too. Okay. But they do they'll do an upbeat song, but then they'll do a slow song, right? And then they'll do another upbeat song. So like they're kind of, you know.
Only emo music is allowed.
Ooh.
I mean, it could be worse. It could be like Metallica. You can only play acoustic versions, like you were saying.
Okay, so if we're talking about Metallica, then everything after the Black Album is fine. Everything before, or the Black Album and before, is too fast.
Okay.
Right. No, but if they were saying like, well, if you're
they could play an intro to Enter Sandman.
But if you're a heavy metal band playing in Chechnya, they may say you can only play on acoustic instruments.
Which Metallica has done. I was reminiscing about this earlier today, and of course, earlier in this week, too, where like, Metallica came out on stage and sat down on folding chairs and busted out acoustic guitars and were like, Metallica's going to blah, blah, blah. I can't say what they said because they cuss. But they sit down and they do a slowed down acoustic version of one of their fastest songs called The Four Horsemen.
Yeah, they'd be perfect for, perfect in Chechnya.
Yeah. If they had to rework it for Chechnya, I think they'd be
They'd headline.
One of the few Metallica CDs that I actually own, and I don't own a lot because I'm not a metal guy, but it was... I think it was the Black Album. You might know more than me if I after I mentioned, but it was them with like the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra.
Oh yeah,
and that was just cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. There's also a band. I'm trying to think of what they're called now. They're called I don't remember, but they cover all of the Metallica in this very symphonic way, and they got permission to cover the songs and that kind of thing.
So like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra
I can't remember
that. I will say this though, once they screwed Napster, forget it. Like no more purchases, only down. So like anytime like some new file sharing thing comes out or I get a new computer, it's like I'm downloading Metallica just to stick it to them.
Search Metallica discography.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they were the first ones to say like you
just download it and then delete it just for spite.
Just for spite. Yeah. I don't even listen to it, but I always download it just for spite.
Just to spite them. Yeah.
I'm still bitter.
Take a screenshot, post it on Metallica's Facebook page, be like,
you'll never get money out of me.
Have you seen the meme of Lars? It's just a picture of him and his face, but he's like pointing at his head, right? Like he's got an idea and it's like goes on crusade against music being illegally downloaded. Writes music no one wants to download. He changed right after that. That's hilarious. All right, so
screw those guys.
Yeah, screw those guys. Screw Chechnya's government.
Those guys too.
Screw
any Metallica
government.
To Chechnya.
Nothing too fast. Nothing too slow.
Like you can't do a speed metal concert in Chechnya, right?
Just got to keep it under 116.
Then you're not speed metal.
It's speed metal in Chechnya. It's like as fast as you can go.
Like. There's got to be a band who's going,
they'll figure out a way around it.
What if we only wrote songs at 116 BPM?
You just can't play it. You can't play it live. They will have to
be 115.
They
have to be a 115.
Okay, 115. Yeah, 115. Right, like just right up until the speed limit. Right? Yeah. It's like the guy who does
drive one under the speed limit.
Right. Yeah,
but you're a rebel. Drive the speed limit.
The guy who drives 54.
Yeah. Right? I'm that guy. I always try to stay under the speed limit.
You block so much traffic, man.
Well,
I'm sorry. Get the out of the speed way. Limit. Speed limit is just a suggestion.
It's
people.
Suggested, right?
5 over is the real speed limit.
5-0 is the real speed limit.
5-0?
5 over.
Oh, 5 over.
Yeah, 7 maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
5 is pretty safe.
Just leave early, that's all.
I play it safe. This is not when I'm breaking the law, I play it safe.
Legal, it'll cost.
I'm conservative when I break the law. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live. Your calls and more still to come.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. I'm Tim Berg. The IDF says it intercepted roughly 300 missiles and drones launched from Iran Saturday. President Biden condemning the attack in a statement Saturday night, just days after calling for the United States to support Israel ironclad. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby joins Fox News Sunday and was asked what's next for Israel.
Well, I think first we need to see what the war cabinet decides in terms of the whatever next step they want to pursue. And that's a sovereign decision, of course, that our Israeli counterparts have to make. But I don't think you can look at what happened last night in any way, shape, or form, and not come away convinced that the president meant every word he said, ironclad commitment.
Senate Republicans, including Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, are calling on the Biden administration to double down on their support for Israel. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We're doing the yes somewhere
yes,
else.
Just today.
Wherever you can find it.
Yes. We're changing it up, right? Sundays are, we take it a little lighter here on Free Talk Live than we do on other days, because a lot of the stuff we talk about is very, very serious.
Six nights a week, it's very, very serious.
Well, even on this night, we've had some very serious. We're talking about Iran bombing Israel, right? We're talking
about.
That
was because a caller called it.
We're talking about it, right? You know, like the topics we talk about are heavy. So it's important, we think, for us to take it a little lighter one day a week.
That's
on,
my point.
On Sundays.
Yeah.
So.
But if you call in, you want to discuss the serious stuff, like, we're here for you.
Yeah. We might make some jokes about it, but
I'll definitely make some jokes about it. There was I don't know if I should say this, but I'm in like.
Wait, if you don't know, think about it for a minute.
Well, I've thought about it because I went to type it and I went, nope, not going to type it. But you know, now that I have a live mic, let's say it. Someone was posting in like, you know, the Keen chat group.
Yeah.
You know, looking for a place to go shooting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, I almost typed like, "Have you tried the school?"
Sorry, I'm gonna mute myself.
And I went, nope, that's not the group for that.
Yeah,
but it's funny.
Oh man,
we do not endorse this type of behavior.
I know your sense of humor, and like, yeah, that's something Richie Rich would definitely come up with.
So if you're listening,
oh my gosh. So let's go right away to your calls and thoughts. We've got Ricky from the Commonwealth calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you there, Brother Captain, Brother Steve, Brother Richie.
Good
evening. Richie, hey, I got to tell you, that was damn funny. Richie found it humorous, no doubt. But you know something else that ain't humorous, and that's this stuff in Chesney. What the hell is wrong with these people? Do they got too much time on their hands or something?
Too much power, man. Like, that's... They're in control, and now they're controlling the minutia of how fast music can be.
Well, I was thinking. Now, Captain seems to be the authority on here, but I was thinking about Pink Floyd, The Wall. Wouldn't that not be like the perfect album for Chesney?
Oh, I don't know. Some of that stuff.
Young Lust, maybe Young Lust might be a problem.
Run Like Hell, you know, the more rocking songs might, but like Comfortably Numb might be right in the pocket.
That would be, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yes, Comfortably Numb.
For example.
You know, the 50s are gone. You know, Buddy Holly, Little Richard, all that's gone.
Too fast.
You know.
I don't know if that was too fast.
Well, for Chechnya.
Oh, Buddy Holly was fast.
Yeah, though. All that. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they slow it down.
You know, it's something like, I'm looking for someone to love as an example. That's moving.
What's the, I'm thinking of the Weird Al song. It's an original of his. It's basically a breakup song. It's like, I'd rather, you know, stuff my eye or poke myself in the eye with a hot poker than to spend one more minute with you. Right? Like, I think that song is slow enough. It might be under 120, but I'm not sure.
What would their problem be with too slow? We've talked about too fast.
That's gone. Yeah. And actually, that's pretty good because I can't stand Lawrence Welk.
Lawrence Welk. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Lawrence Welk be too slow.
What?
You know that?
You're right, Richie. What? Okay, only from my experience with the PMRC and what they try to do with heavy metal, can I see where somebody might have an issue with, like, you know, speed metal, thrash metal, death metal, any of these versions of metal.
Right.
But I don't get where too slow comes
79
in.
79 beats per minute? Right. Just, I mean, you know, pick up the pace, people.
A committee is going to be keeping track of all this.
Well, and like, well, of course,
it's a government program. There will absolutely be a committee.
They're
going to
form a bureau of music speed or something, you know, crappy like that. And then, but what about like slow dancing? Right?
Oh, maybe that's it.
I wonder if there'll be fines. I mean, how many people do you think are going to protest this?
Hopefully, all of them.
Yeah, hopefully, all of them. I think the presumption is going to be none because they're already accustomed to that level of control, right? There's a cultural ministry already in existence.
Yeah, that sucks.
And this is like another thing added to their purview.
A cultural ministry.
Can you imagine if the U.S. government developed a Department of Culture?
Well, they launched the Ministry of Truth during COVID.
Yeah.
And then walked it back.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that's testing the waters.
But,
man.
I mean, culture is a pretty broad term. Right.
Well, Chechen culture is probably more concise than American culture.
Right. Okay. Small so country, then the U.S. would launch the Bureau of Art.
I don't know.
I'm just spitballing here.
Does anybody remember the Mies Commission back from the 80s? Just to bring back some old nightmares.
The Mies Commission.
Nope.
Ed Mies.
Yes.
Okay.
I do not.
That's
know.
When all this stuff started with when you were talking about. I think that was the earliest beginnings with the parental stuff and all that stuff on music. You know what bothers me? I go out and buy a TV, you know, and I got to pay for a V-chip in there that nobody uses and all this garbage.
Okay.
Didn't I get, like, my...
At least in England, you have to buy a license.
Without it?
Wait, I'm sorry. Huh? Richie cut you off. What was your question?
Well, when I go... My thing always bothered me. Is personally
the V-chip.
Now, what was your question? TV, you just asked a question.
No, if I buy a TV or I buy whatever device it is, it's got all this parental stuff in it.
Yeah.
What if I don't want it? Shouldn't I get a deduction in price?
No.
I think it's probably like trying to buy a car without seatbelts.
Yeah, that's not.
Well, wait a minute. How about better parenting? Turn the damn thing off.
You can't legislate morality.
Well, they do.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, try in Chechnya, I guess.
I think you would have to sign the release waiver of liability in order to have a TV without parental controls, much like the waiver you sign when you go and try and ride the mechanical bull.
I mean, I'm less concerned about parental controls because you just don't touch
them. Don't turn them on, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, I bought a phone. My phone has the capability. I'm not using it.
Right.
Right,
right. Like but you know what?
I've got a smart TV that's not connected to the internet. Right? I don't get any of those ads because I never connected it. So what?
Well, you know what my favorite one is? it's probably had to be NYPD Blue, which is a favorite show of mine, just back when I watched TV. And I remember it was the lady detective, I forget her character name. It was right at the beginning of the show. It shows her taking a shower, you know. She drops a towel, the whole thing. And then she comes out, she puts a towel around her, and her kid comes out, she drops the towel, you know. And they got some ridiculous fine. That might be worth looking up. It was like the highest fine the FCC ever gave in history.
Did they show the naked butt?
Their answer was it was worth it. Huh?
Did they show the naked butt?
They did, yeah.
Okay.
Now, they tried to say that they tried to say that there was, am I allowed to say a vagina?
You just did.
Okay, great. We can say, you never know.
Great.
I've been on for years.
As long as it's clinical and doesn't appeal to the lowest common denominator.
Right.
Well, this, well, I just, to be on the safe side, I hit this thing frame for frame. Yes, the girl was shaved, but you didn't see anything, you know? So, but they got, you might want to look that up because it was the most ridiculous find.
Just send us your saved pictures, Ricky.
Here's Steve Classic with breaking news.
Breaking news on the magic rectangle. I found the federal appeals court. They threw out a $1.21 million penalty against 44 ABC television stations for violating broadcast indecency standards by airing an NYPD Blue episode that showed a woman's nude buttocks.
Buttocks.
I was
not
young.
Not Botox.
Right.
Yeah.
I was young. I didn't see it. Never watched an episode of NYPD Blue, but I vaguely recall it being made a big deal in like local newspapers or whatever.
Yeah. I don't watch what they call procedurals. I don't watch cop shows because they're all just propaganda. Like some of them are kind of entertaining. It's not like, I mean, this is a recent decision for me. I'm 51. So in the last 10 years or so, I have personally banned myself from watching cop shows. And what happens,
such a tyrant.
What makes me really, what really gets my goat, if you will, is when I go to watch a show, like a sci-fi show or something like that, and it turns into a cop show.
Okay.
Right? Like, I don't remember the name of it. There was a Canadian sci-fi show about this lady. She's got a special suit, allows her to travel in time. She gets to go once and her suit malfunctions, so she comes back to current time. Right? But she's from the future. She has all this future knowledge. And so, of course, she ends up befriending a cop and then becoming a cop. And then now it's basically her and him solving crimes. Right? Like a cop show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Whatever happened to the future?
I'm like, where's the sci-fi in this thing?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a cop show.
Oh, every, like once, you know, 5 minutes of the episode, she gets to use her special powers. Right? But other than that, it's a cop show.
All right.
Right? And like, this sickens me because a whole bunch of this is still happening. Right? In art, Hollywood is producing nothing but glorified propaganda, as near as I could tell, particularly when they take something like a sci-fi TV show and turn it into a cop show, or worse, a procedural. Like, now we're going to spend the rest of the season in court.
Well, I would suggest that the reason for that is because they're, once it is successful, there's a necessity to continue it beyond its useful.
Yeah, the writers don't do their jobs. They run out of ideas and produce crap.
Well, but sometimes there should be like a beginning and an end, and that's it.
Yes.
Right, in a short form. Right, like one season, two seasons, we can tell the story.
One thing I want to throw in there.
Go ahead,
Go on. Number one, the more serious note, but not to be too serious. Going from what Gigi
it's
called.
It's like music and Chechnya.
Well, no, we're done with Chechnya. Screw Chechnya. But, you know, I can't say that more enough. But, no, what Gigi was saying there, I don't know if she heard my call last night, but the fact of the matter is, here's the way I look at this. This was, you know, obviously a deliberate hit, okay, by Netanyahu. Of course he's bringing us into it, but that's the whole point. You know, he's doing everything he can, grasping at straws. Do I think this is over? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
We're trying to say, hey, this would be a mistake, blah, blah, blah.
You know? I mean, there are claims that October 7th was an inside job.
Well, right? Like, bombing people in the Middle East has been a national pastime of the United States.
More popular than baseball.
Yeah. I've been alive, anyway. Or somebody's been bombing that area for longer than I've been alive. So it just seems like, you know, if you need some bombing practice, why, you know, that's the place to go.
And it wasn't even really a shock. Like, oh, wow, they started lobbing bombs. Like, it was kind of alluded to for the past 2 or 3 days before. Like, oh, they're going to strike at any time. They're going to strike.
They're planning it.
It was,
yeah. We know that it's going to happen.
It was supposedly in retaliation for an embassy. They, like, bombed an embassy.
Bombed the Iranian embassy in Syria.
And so, but, like, was that a retaliation for, you know, like, this he said, she said, oh, they did this, and so we're doing that, has been going on for, what, hundreds of years?
Thousands of years?
Like, it's time for peace. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Ron Paul
totally
mentioned it, right?
With that
the 9/11 Commission report, it's blowback. It's just back and forth retaliation for past aggressions.
Mm.
Well, the problem here, Netanyahu's not a peaceful man. He's an idiot. I mean, that's just what it comes down to, Sister Gigi. Netanyahu's an idiot.
In fact,
he's worse than that, but I can't say it on the air.
Well, he's certainly going to net some Yahoos into war.
Yeah, no doubt.
If he wasn't a politician, he would just be a psycho.
Right.
Right. He would arrest him. You'd put him in jail.
Politician's a bad name, Brother Richie. Now, come on.
Politicians give themselves bad names.
All politicians are bad.
Agreed.
No, but he's Netanyahu's in a class all by himself.
Well, not all by himself, right?
Well, I mean,
countries at war or calling for it.
But he's been the one since what, September, how is it? Late September, something like that, has been basically encompassing the news, you know?
Yeah, he's the new tyrant on the block.
Yeah. He's just getting
he's the old tyrant. Then now he's the new tyrant.
Wait a minute. Whoa. We have no tangible, and I want Gigi to think about this. We don't have any tangible reason to even be affiliated with Israel. We use them to control the Middle East. That's gone. What, you know, the only thing we got is a bunch of PR talk. Okay, that's all we have, and I covered this last night. We need to leave, plain and simple. All this is going to take our money, take our resources. To what? Be people pleasers?
I mean, that's how it is here in the United States of America.
The Israeli lobby is a pretty big deal in the United States in the realm of politics. Like, they carry a lot of weight. That's why all the presidents, including Donald Trump, like, go down there, including Javier Milei.
Yeah.
Right? He was there kissing the wall, crying.
He was the worst. Trump was the worst.
Well, the worst until Joe Biden. Now Joe Biden is the worst. They're always the worst.
And I think it's about time that this end. I think somebody, hopefully, will be one day. I don't think it'll ever happen.
Second coming of Jesus.
I'd love to see somebody brave enough for it to happen.
Yeah,
they would just step away from Israel.
It's probably not going to happen. And thank you for the call, Ricky. It's probably not going to happen until the idea of government is abolished.
Could have been David Koresh, but they took him out.
Kokesh?
Oh, no.
That's Adam Kokesh. No. Sorry. I bet. David Koresh. Oh, he was in that
the second
band.
Coming.
He was in that band, the Branch Davidians.
Yeah.
Right? They had an album. Didn't Start the Fire or something?
Oh, yeah. They didn't. It was the feds.
It was the feds. Yeah. I make jokes, but Waco was a horrible situation that the feds perpetrated.
It was the second coming of Jesus, could have saved us all, and they killed him too. Killed by the government men again.
Yeah, it's the first time.
In God we trust.
It's the first time I can remember.
I sent you chorus, people. What more do you want?
It's the Waco thing was the first time that I can remember where, like, government, like, sort of did itself in, right? Like, they had every opportunity to arrest this guy. You know, when he went to town, you know, every other day on his morning jog. Yeah, all this kind of thing.
One mile over the speed limit, they could have gotten.
Like, they could have just arrested the guy, left all the people, the kids, the women, you know, and just taken him into custody at any time. But no, they got to bust out the military equipment, handed down to them, and the tanks. And they were cranking, like, horrible pop music over, like, PA speakers and pointing it at them and, like, subjecting them to all this, like, supposedly psychological torture.
I thought that was Noriega. What they doing that to him, too?
Like, dude, monkey see, monkey do. These politicians aren't, you know, they'll plagiarize each other all day and all night, man. You know? So, yeah, it's a horrible situation that was completely mishandled in every way, shape, or form. But, like, now it's a tradition for cops to, like, oh, no, we could have easily arrested this guy whenever he, like, went to the grocery store because they'd been watching him for, you know, 4 years or something. And, like, but no, they don't do that. They wait, and then they got to launch a, what do you call it, a no-knock raid, a SWAT raid, right? They got to, you know, throw some hand grenades, some smoke bombs. They got to get tanks involved. They got to get multiple alphabet agencies all dressed in military gear like they did when they raided the Free Talk Live studio.
Yeah. My boss asked me a question that I did not. It's one of the few times I didn't give him a direct answer because I don't think I had thought it through all the way yet. But he, you know, he said, like, should people be like solely, should people be held responsible for the actions of their children? And it was, you know, the Michigan school shooter whose parents got sentenced for being responsible for his shooting.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they supply the weapons?
No, but they were neglectful in preventing it. Right. So, and I went, yeah, that's a tough one, right? Because, you know, there's a lot of ins and outs of that. But when we talk about, you know, these other, you know, domestic terrorists who were known to the FBI that they did not go after, like they'll go no knock raid the Free Talk Live studio and the Branch Davidians, a religious group.
Yeah.
Right. But when there's an actual threat and an actual terrorist and that someone that has made threats of this kind, they allow them to go through with it. And then like, oh, look,
you know, he was on our radar.
He was on our radar. So if you're going to hold parents, if you're going to hold parents responsible for neglect,
hold the FBI.
Do you also hold law enforcement? When they fail to act on these things?
You should.
Yeah, if he was on the radar.
Except the Supreme Court has already ruled that police don't have an obligation to protect anyone.
Well, then why do the parents? Right? It was a tough one.
Because they weren't smart enough to get a badge.
Okay, fair.
I mean, like, oh my gosh.
I didn't answer it directly. There was a lot to process there, but, you know, that's the thought.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrifying. I'm going to take this call. Is this Major Payne?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, Major Payne.
It's good to hear from you,
He's
buddy.
Alive.
How are you?
I'm still battling through this cancer has been cast upon me.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear from you, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about this Michigan shooter. Them people did supply the kid the gun.
Well,
the old man went out and bought it for him for his early birthday present.
I mean, is that supplying a gun or is that just buying a gift?
Yeah.
He's like, go shoot up your classmates, boy.
If you don't keep it under lock and key yourself, I guess you bought him a gun.
If he bought him a hammer or a knife, right, and he went on like the Australian rampage, right, and like killed seven people with a knife, same thing.
Oh, there was a guy in Alpena County here years ago that knew he was going to prison for pedophilia and got a pen from the guards and ran it into the wall with it holding in front of his chest and speared his heart with it.
Oh,
okay.
So you can kill yourself with any damn thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying kill yourself, but again, if you bought him a hammer, like, oh, you're going to go into construction. Here's a hammer.
If a teacher in a public school hands a child of the same kid's age a number two pencil that's freshly sharpened, and the kid walks over and stabs some other kid in the eye with it, do you hold the teacher responsible?
That's a good example. Mm.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither.
So why would you hold the parents for just handing the tool?
My son caught my grandson when he was only like about, I don't know, 2.5, 3 years old. He was still toddler in diapers. So he's in his plastic underwear there, and he's up on the kitchen table with a carving knife, just stabbing the bejesus out of this turkey. And I attribute that to just watching too many damn horror movies and such.
Take them out early.
Kids need outlets for stuff, right? You know, and a lot of children now spend time, they call it screen time, right? They're staring at the glowing rectangles, right? The phone in their pocket, the television, the computer screen, the tablets, right?
Call of Duty they're playing.
Yeah, and many other games.
Don't bring that up, man. They tried to do that in the Rittenhouse case.
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
Life's changed a lot in the last 30, 40 years. I mean, I entertained myself in the woods and along the creek bank shooting frogs and, you know, trying to trap critters and all kinds of like that. You know, and now it's, you're right. It's just they're not either consumed with video games or the damn triangle. A rectangle.
Yeah, I remember bumping into the, I'm trying to remember what it was called in Wisconsin, the fish and game guys.
Wildlife fish and game?
Yeah. So you're at the local river, right? Now, I was poor, so we couldn't afford bait, right? So we would just go with our fishing rod and an empty hook, and we would try to what's called snag fish out of the river. So that's where, you know, fish are swimming down the river and you get your hook near them and you just sort pull it and hope that you hook a fish either in the side or in the mouth or whatever and pull it out of the water, which apparently is illegal.
Right. It's like a trot line.
Yeah.
You just have multiple hooks.
Well, we would just do it. It was just two of us. Yeah. We each had one pole and we would try and snag fish because we didn't have bait. Right? Sure. We couldn't afford bait, but we were.
Once you get one, you have bait.
Yeah,
right. What's
or dinner,
like
it was literally like, yeah, hey, let's go get some fish for dinner because you know it's springtime or whatever, right?
It bothers me that you now have to get a license for that.
Yeah,
Captain, did you wait where the hooks weighted?
Maybe.
I mean, they weren't negatively weighted; they didn't float away.
Yeah, it depends on.
They make a treble hook that you pour a lump of lead right around the bottom of it, so it's heavy.
No, I didn't use those. The only thing that I did was I found the largest hook I could get, and it still wasn't very big. It's probably, you know, inch and a half long or something like that. But then I would tie a fishing weight to the top of it. As I was threading the fishing line into the eye hook.
So you were kind of making you a hillbilly snagging hook.
That's a good way to say it, yeah.
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Hey, man, there's plenty of hillbillies in Wisconsin. Rednecks are not exclusive to the South, that's all I'm saying.
Go down to the cheese shop to get some bait.
Hillbillies are northern Michigan dirt farmers, so.
Yep.
And people can kiss my go to hell.
Yep. All right, Major, anything else you want to say tonight? Make it quick.
I think this is the Middle East is over.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. It's good to hear from you. Feel free to call us again as you feel able. 603-283-6160. If you want to join in a conversation tonight, more of your calls coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.